Kim Dumont is with the High Prairie Food Bank. Kim, thank you very much for joining us today. How are things going in High Prairie?
Things have been pretty busy here. During the summer, we were a little steady, and toward the fall, we were steady, but the last month, it's been picking up in regards to our hampers and our donations.
How have things been going, especially over the last couple of years with the unfortunate pandemic being hit?
We've been really grateful that we've had a lot of support, you know, coming from our, you know, Food Banks Alberta, from the public. There were specific grants that we got to apply for that helped us out a lot to purchase food, especially, you know, people are not really donating during COVID. So, yeah, we've been pretty lucky.
Especially with the rather extensive piece of real estate that High Prairie has to cover.
Yeah, so we, as I said, we've been really lucky. You know, we had a lot of local support from businesses, companies, and even from the public that have wanted to help out donate. Just because some of our donations were low and we weren't accepting food at our door for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people said, okay, here, we'd rather give you some funds and then you can go and purchase the food yourself. So that worked out great.
Coming into the Christmas season, what is needed?
Oh, my goodness. So there are a few things that we're needing here. So a lot of things are like canned vegetables that we're finding we're running low on. Is a huge thing right now. Just trying to get people to kind of also kind of thinking out of the box when they're donating. A lot of our clients do ask for specific items like maybe like laundry soap or shampoo and conditioner. So we always say like if people can even donate hygiene products, stuff like that. I always get people to think of what we use daily on a daily basis, that food banks will also take that. It's just not only food.
Any drives coming up in High Prairie?
We're looking at the High Prairie Fire Department on Sunday, December 12th. They're hopefully going to be set up at Friesen's and also at Wholesale Market. They're going to be started from 11 until 2, and they'll be collecting food for the food bank.
Despite the fact that busyness is going to ramp up here, Kim, are you guys looking forward to the upcoming season and putting smiles on a lot of people's faces?
Oh, of course. I think we do that 12 months of the year. It's not only just at Christmas time. You know, we help out the public or people who are in need 12 months of the year, so it's not just at Christmas. So we enjoy the process of working with our clients every day.
Kim Dumont is with the High Prairie Food Bank. Kim, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Keith.